This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, Katrina, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. What do you think about this idea of fixed-term commitment, signing up for, say, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? How would that work?
It's an escape clause. It's like saying I'm going to be a half pregnant. You know, I'm not going to finish. I'm going to go halfway and then I'll end that. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's like we can just dispose of, you know, it's this disposable relationships, disposable income, disposable everything, and they're putting it, implying it to marriage and relationships. And I don't think it works.
Well, in advocating for it, Paul Campbell says, the messiness of divorce can be avoided and the end can be as simple as vacating a rental unit. Now, that struck me as being slightly, you know, unrealistic. I mean, how would ending a long-term romantic relationship ever be, you know, as simple as moving out of a unit, which isn't all that simple either, actually. I mean, hearts are involved, things are messy and complicated, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And when the heart is involved, that's when issues become bigger and larger and people are scarred for life. And to be able to end something, and especially if one person wants to end it and the other person doesn't, then where does the contractual agreement go then?
Well, that's right, because, I mean, in this argument he said, you know, if the relationship's good, you keep it going. If it's bad, you end it. But yet it's never black and white like that with relationships, is it? There's always good things and tough things, and some things get better, some things get harder. Given that a lot of people live together, though, without any kind of formal commitment, you know, is it better or worse, you know, than just being de facto to make some sort of time commitment?
I think that's where the pure sanctity of marriage has been diluted, because people can try before they buy. There's no sort of moral obligation or, you know, contractual agreement and witnessing before your friends and family to say, hey, I want to be married to you for the rest of my life, for richer, for poorer, for better or for worse. And marriage is like that. You're going to have your ups and downs, but to be able to do that with your best friend for life, it's probably the most rewarding thing you're going to ever experience. To be able to say, I'm going to get out of it in, you know, few short years if I don't like it anymore, makes the relationship not as strong and not as committed as what may have first thought out when they started on that journey.
What about for children? What do you see as the benefits of marriage for children?
I mean, there's been lots of studies to say that for a child to be brought up with their biological parents, in a very safe environment, they're going to do better emotionally, they're going to do better academically, they're going to do better relationally. I mean, there's lots of studies to say that. And that's not to undermine the, you know, single parents and that they can, I mean, some great, great single parents do a fantastic job. But the studies have actually said that kids do better and emotionally that they'll be much more stable having a caring, loving environment to be safe and secure, knowing that their mum and dad are doing life with them all together.
But given the high rates of divorce, there is kind of, you know, you can see the argument for why some people think, well, maybe marriage is broken. But if that's the case, what can we be doing to help fix it?
Yeah, you might be able to interpret it that marriage is broken. I don't think it's broken. I just think it needs to be put more as a priority and more intentional in building relationships. And, I mean, it's not a simple fix. It's not a, you know, just here you do A, B and C and everything's going to be great. But if you're with the intention that this is going to be a lifelong commitment, then when troubles do happen, they know that I'm going to do my best to be able to fix this situation and to seek help, seek counsel, and to be able to help them guide through those troubled times, knowing that divorce is not an option. Mm-hmm. And if it's in the mind that divorce is an option, then the motivation to be able to fix those things is less likely to take place.
Brett, before I let you go, does your organisation have any kind of resources or any kind of focus on helping people to build stronger marriages? Because I imagine as focus on the family, that's kind of like a building block, isn't it, for a good family?
And we have a host of different resources for parenting, for relationships, for teenaging, starting from babies all the way through, and to be able to help support. Just giving some tips, some keys to be able to help people navigate the, you know, the challenges of life that they're faced with.
All right. Well, thanks so much for that. Brett Ryan, he's the CEO of Focus on the Family. We've been talking about the place of marriage in modern society.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.